Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming, when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country.
That's what I'm talking about. I've got my cowboy boots on. Do-si-do. Let's do some square dancing. Hey, friend, how are you? It's Joey Kroll. Happy Thursday. Yes, it is the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Yes, I'm the friends part. Joey Kroll, it is so good to see you. It is, of course, December the 13th, 2012. Yes, less than 12 days away until the big day, Christmas Day. 12 days. Are you ready for Christmas? You there yet? Are you mentally there? I guess we're mentally there. This past week I had to put up some our Christmas lights. We decorate our house with lights, and it's not all that great because I'm not a big fan of heights. So it you can tell when he passes by my house. I'm an amateur, big time. I'm not a professional whatsoever. So yeah, the Christmas lights are up. The Christmas tree is up. The gifts are actually hidden in our closet in our bedroom because, you know, if we put it under the tree, our kids like to pick it up, rattle it around, sniff it, smell it, hold on to it, trying to weigh it, try to get an idea of what it might be. So, yeah, actually don't tell them. They're actually in our closet right now. So, yeah. But, yeah, we're getting ready for Christmas here, and I pray that you are too. But also remembering, of course, the true meaning of Christmas. Yeah, got to have that in the top of our mind this time of the year. So, yep, I pray that you are doing well. And actually tomorrow, so excited about this. This is really neat. Pastor Jason, along with everyone at Community Free Church, in conjunction with Great News Radio, going to be putting on a series called Rabbi Jesus starting tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Community Free Church in Mahomet. And they're actually going to do a study on the Jewish culture and the roots of Old and New Testaments and their deep connection to the land of Israel. So it is going to be a great in-depth study on Jewish cultural roots when it comes to the Old Testament and New. And it's going to begin tomorrow night. The series begins tomorrow night. That's from 6:30 to 8. And it will go on every other week until the end of February. So yeah, a great opportunity if you want to find out more and learn about the Jewish roots. And it's entitled Rabbi Jesus. It starts tomorrow. If you want to get more information, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Hey, any big plans this weekend? Well, if you don't have anything going on and you want a great time of fellowship, the Singing Men, of course, Singing Men of GNN, they're going to be at the Marketplace Mall Food Court again this year on Saturday. 12 noon, of course, Marketplace Mall, North Neal Street in Champaign, for their free Christmas concert. And the neat thing is they're going to be in their tuxes and they're just going to sing Christmas music and literally bring Christ and the music of Christ and basically the gospel message to the food court right there in the Marketplace Mall. So if you can make it, come on out. If you can't, would you be praying for seeds planted while people are out Christmas shopping at the Marketplace Mall? Can you pray that God will use these men to spread and share the gospel to these people as they walk by and hear these songs and these testimonies that come with it? So yeah, if you can't, be praying for that. But yeah, that's happening on Saturday, Marketplace Mall, Food Court, 12 noon, Singing Men of GNN. They're going to be doing their Christmas concert dressed in their tuxedos. This is going to be great. So hopefully you are able to make that. If you want to take a look at the list of other events happening in our area, I know the Singing Men also are going to be singing at the U of I women's basketball game. That's happening later on this month as well. So we got tons of events you can take a look at by visiting our event calendar page, Great News Radio. Well, our devotion for today comes from the book of Jonah, and we're going to talk about loving the Ninevites in our life. Oh, it's going to be a good study from Jonah chapter 4. We'll take a look at that right after this beautiful Christmas song. It's called Welcome to Our World, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. Thank you.
our ear and walk our saw. Rob our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God, perfect Son of God. Welcome to our world.
Oh, yeah, one of those beautiful Christmas songs that we hear this time of the year. That's Michael W. Smith. I love that song. It's called Welcome to Our World. Beautiful song. Well, happy Thursday, friend. Of course, this is the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. Yes, less than 12 days away until Christmas here on this Thursday, December the 13th, 2012. Well, remember growing up in Sunday school and going to church and being part of children's church, reading and studying about all of those Bible stories, David and Goliath, Samson and Delilah, Lazarus and the tomb, and we all know the story of Jonah. Now, we're not going to focus on the entire story. Most of us know it. Most of us remember it growing up in church and you know, maybe even watching the VeggieTales, Jonah and the Whale, which is a really good VeggieTales movie, by the way. Very good. But we're going to focus on Jonah chapter 4. Now, this was, of course, after Jonah decided not to go to Nineveh. This was after, of course, when he was swallowed up by the whale. This was, of course, after the whale spit him out. And this was, of course, after God showed his grace on Nineveh. Now, you remember Jonah didn't even want to go to Nineveh. I am not going there. These people do not deserve your love. I am not going there. I do not want to put myself in that position. But God told him, I want you to go to Nineveh. And Jonah refused, and of course, later gave up and said, okay, I'm going to Nineveh. Before we start Jonah chapter 4, let's pick up in the last verse of Jonah chapter 3 after all of this has happened. When God saw that what they had did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction that he had threatened. So God decided to show his grace and his love and his mercy on the Ninevites in Nineveh. So that's how chapter 3 ends in Jonah. Now we pick up in chapter 4. Now you would think everybody would be rejoicing. You think Jonah, the man of God, Mr. Preacher Man, supposedly, would be happy. And chapter 4, verse 1 says, but to Jonah this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He became angry. He said, now, Lord, take my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. Oh, man, he must have been very upset. Very upset. You know, there's a story that I heard not too long ago of a young pastor who went to some type of a conference or some business trip in this across the country, and the business meeting went late and so forth, and he was in this small town and but he was hungry, so it was like 3:30 in the morning, so he went and decided to go into this diner. And he looked around, and this is just the most disgusting, dirty diner that he's ever seen. So he's like, you know what? I'm just going to get me some soda and maybe a donut or something, but I'm not going to eat anything. So he decided to get his soda, eat his donut. He was basically the only one in there, along with the employee that worked at the diner. And at 3:30, in comes three prostitutes who come in, who just looked all exhausted and tired, and they decided to get something, some coffee. And this young pastor overheard these women talking, and one of the girls said, hey, Agnes, talking to one of the other prostitutes, tomorrow's your birthday. Are you planning anything special? And Agnes said, no, I've never, ever had a birthday party, and I don't expect to have one now. And they finished up their coffee, and they were just continued chit-chatting, and the girls left. And this young pastor asked the guy who worked at the diner and said, do they come in often? And the guy who worked at the diner said, yes, they come in right on time, 3:30 every single morning. And this young pastor said to this guy who worked at the diner and said, you know what? I'm in town for the next couple of days. Why don't we throw a surprise birthday party for Agnes? We'll hang up the streamers. I'll buy her a birthday cake, and just let's make her feel loved and special. So the guy that worked at the diner said, okay, let's do it. So the next day, of course, 3 o'clock, they were putting up the streamers, got the nice birthday cake, and right on time, 3:30, these young women, these young prostitutes come back into the diner, and Agnes heard the cheer from this young pastor and the guy who worked at the diner saying, happy birthday, Agnes. And Agnes just cried. She just cried. She was just overwhelmed that somebody thought of her on her day. And they had the birthday cake, and the young woman left, and this young pastor asked the guy who worked at the diner and said, would you mind if I prayed for Agnes on her birthday? After Mr. Diner guy said, okay, sure, let's do it, and this young pastor prayed, and after the prayer, the guy who worked at the diner said, I didn't know you were a Christian. And the young pastor said, yes, I am. And the diner guy said, well, what church do you pastor at? And the pastor said, a church that buys prostitutes birthday cakes on their birthday at 3:30 in the morning. And the guy who worked at the diner looked him dead in the eye and said, no, you don't. Because if there was a church that existed like that, I would be there today. And he shared how he's been wronged by Christians in the church. Sometimes we forget to show the love of God to people. Sometimes we get so caught up into telling them their sin, which is biblical, but forgetting to speak the truth, watch this now, in love. Jonah was so focused on the sins of the Ninevites that he didn't want anything to do with them. Said that he was angry and he wanted to die. He said, now, Lord, take my life, for it is better for me to die than live. After he saw that God showed his love and his grace and his compassion on the Ninevites. And we pick up in verse 5 in Jonah chapter 4. Jonah had gone out and sat at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow over Jonah to give shade for his head and to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the plant. But God, at dawn, provided a worm which chewed the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he would grow faint. He wanted to die and said, it would be better for me to die than to live. Wait a second. So Jonah starts off being all upset, all angry, where he wanted to die. Then, when God provided some shade, it says that he was very happy about the plan. That's in verse 6 of Jonah chapter 4. It says that he was very happy about the plan. It's just, it didn't say that he was happy. He said, it didn't say that he was comforted. It says he was very happy about the plan. But when the plant died, it said that he wanted to die again. This man is on an emotional roller coaster. The problem with Jonah that a lot of us, including myself, struggled with as we read here and throughout the book of Jonah, that he was self-righteous and he was angry with God. God, those people don't deserve your love. But Jonah apparently thought that he did. See, once we get to a place, friend, where we think that we deserve God's grace and God's mercy and God's love, then we have officially misunderstood what God's love, mercy, and grace is all about. You may come across somebody that you may not like. Maybe somebody at church, maybe somebody at work, maybe somebody that you come across with at the grocery store, maybe it's an ex-spouse, whoever it may be, we are called to love those individuals in our life. When we look at the life of Jonah and we say, how dare this man of God not be excited about people repenting and God showing his compassion, we look at that, but we forget that we need to look at ourselves and see how we relate so much to Jonah. Where am I getting at? Friend, you and I are going to come across many Ninevites in our life, but we need to remember that we were once a Ninevite ourself. Along with speaking the truth, we need to speak the truth in love. Thank you. Well, if you haven't noticed already, that is a song called What Child Is This? The instrumental version right here on Great News Radio. Hello, friend. It's Joey with you with the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Yes, we are less than 12 days away until Christmas. So I pray that you, in the midst of all the Christmas stockings, in the midst of all the Christmas trees and the Christmas gifts, let us not forget the true meaning of Christmas. And friend, the true meaning of Christmas was never found under a tree, but was nailed to a tree. Amen. Friend, I hope to see you this weekend, Saturday, at the Marketplace Mall, 12 noon, singing Men of GNN. Yes, that's right. They're going to be singing in the food court again this year, and it is just so neat how God has ordained and orchestrated so many opportunities for these men to sing and declare the glory and the goodness of God, but also give them an opportunity to share their testimonies and what God has done for them. And it's just so neat. So God is orchestrating that opportunity this weekend, Marketplace Mall, 12 noon at the food court. So my wife and I, Aubrey and I, hope to make it out and be part of that, maybe do some Christmas shopping. And we're also going to head down to Arthur again this weekend. We haven't been there in a few months, so we're going to stock up on some stuff. So we're going to, yeah, we got a jam-packed day, and I hope to run into you and shake your hand, say hello, and enjoy some fellowship this weekend as part of the Singing Men of GNN's Christmas concerts at the Marketplace Mall in Champaign in the food court beginning at 12 noon on Saturday. Well, friend, I pray that you enjoy the rest of your day. Pray that you have a blessed week. And until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.